New year, new rules, here are the California laws coming in January. Several new California laws will take effect on January 1st, addressing issues ranging from wages and education to housing and artificial intelligence. These measures are part of a batch of bills signed by Governor Gavin Newsom during his last legislative session, some of which took effect earlier in July. Here are some of the new laws. Minimum wage. The state's minimum wage will increase from $16 to $16.50 per hour next year unless higher rates are set by local governments or for specific industries. In October, new laws increased the minimum wage for workers at certain healthcare employers, including general and psychiatric hospitals, residential care facilities, rehabilitation centers, jails, and mental health facilities. A complete list can be found here. In April, the state raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 per hour. Also, beginning January 1st, the California Fast Food Council will have the power to increase it further, but has not taken action yet. Additionally, 28 cities and counties, including Berkeley, West Hollywood, San Francisco, San Jose, and Los Angeles, have higher minimum wages than the state. A full list is available here. In the recent election, voters narrowly rejected Proposition 32, which proposed raising the state minimum wage to $18 per hour for large and medium employers and $17 per hour for employers with 25 or fewer workers. Employment requirements. Beginning in 2025, SB 1100 will bar employers from requiring a valid driver's license from job applicants unless driving is an essential job function that cannot be replaced by alternative transportation, such as public transit, taxis, or walking. Exemptions may also apply if employers determine that alternative transportation is not comparable in travel time or cost to the employer. Additionally, it will be illegal to discriminate against individuals based on a combination of two or more traits protected under state law, including gender, ethnicity, marital status, faith, heritage, citizenship, disability, or health condition. Captive audience meetings. A new law, SB 399, will ban employers from holding mandatory meetings during work hours to discuss political or religious topics, including union organizing. The law also prohibits employers from discharging, discriminating against, or threatening employees who refuse to attend such meetings. Violators may face a $500 fine per employee for each violation. Paid leaves. Under the newly enacted AB 2499, employees are granted leave protections if they are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or other crimes. The law also protects employees taking time off for jury duty or appearing in court as witnesses under subpoenas or other court orders. Employees may use paid sick leave for such time off under this new law. Another law, AB 2123, would prohibit California employers from requiring employees to use up to 2 weeks of accrued vacation time before receiving benefits under the Employment Development Department's paid family leave program. Previously, employers could require employees to use the accrued vacation time before accessing paid family leave benefits. Parking. Under AB 413, it would be illegal to park a vehicle within 20 feet of any crosswalk or 15 feet of any crosswalk with a curb extension. The law applies when parking near a crosswalk. On a two-way street with a marked crosswalk, only the right side approaching the crosswalk must leave a 20-foot gap. On a one-way street, both sides must leave the 20-foot gap open. Auto burglary. The new law eliminates the need to prove a vehicle's doors were locked during a burglary, closing the locked door loophole. Under SB 905, prosecutors and car owners only need to show that forcible entry occurred. Retail theft. AB 3209 would allow retail stores to get restraining orders against people sentenced for stealing, vandalizing, or assaulting an employee at that store. The restraining order also applies to the retail shop's parking lot and any other franchise or chain locations of the store. Violating these orders under the bill would be classified as a misdemeanor. Also, AB 1096 introduces sentencing enhancements for crimes resulting in property losses exceeding $50,000, with an additional one-year term. Another law, AB 1779, addresses organized retail crimes, robbery, and similar offenses spanning multiple counties, allowing district attorneys to collaborate across jurisdictions and consolidate charges against suspects. These cases are currently prosecuted by the State Attorney General. Existing law prohibits setting fires to damaged structures, forests, or property. SB 1242 would enhance penalties for such actions if committed to facilitate organized retail theft. Cannabis. Under AB 1775, cities and counties can permit existing cannabis retailers and consumption lounges to sell freshly prepared food and drinks, in addition to non-cannabis items. Local governments must approve and license these businesses. Previously, cannabis retailers with consumption areas could sell only prepackaged food and beverages, if authorized by local governments. Soliciting minors. Under SB 1414, soliciting or buying sex from minors under 16 will be elevated from a misdemeanor to a felony. The new law also permits prosecutors to charge repeat offenders with a felony if the victims are 16 or older. A California bill that took effect a year ago in January 2024 also mandated a sentence of 25 years to life for child traffickers convicted of at least three serious felonies in the state. Deepfakes. SB 926 criminalizes the creation and distribution, by individuals aged 18 or older, of artificially generated sexually explicit images of a real person made to appear authentic, with the intent to cause emotional distress. Additionally, SB 981 mandates that social media platforms provide California residents with a reporting mechanism for digitally created or altered sexually explicit images made to appear real. Platforms must remove the content during the investigation of complaint. Edu. SB 450 requires local governments to remove certain zoning restrictions, making it easier for homeowners to convert single-family homes into duplexes or fourplexes. In addition to limiting local control over development regulations, the law establishes a 60-day deadline for local governments to approve or reject projects. If no decision is made within that time frame, the project will be automatically approved. The law was passed to support SB 9 of 2021, which ended single-unit-only zoning and legalized duplexes and lot splits throughout California. Eviction. AB 2347 extends the deadline for tenants to respond to an eviction notice from 5 days to 10 days. Currently, tenants who fail to respond within the required time automatically lose their case. Parent notification policy. AB 1955 bans school districts from adopting policies that require educators to inform parents without the children's consent if a student identifies as transgender or requests a name change. Library books. Known as the Freedom to Read Act, AB 1825 prevents public libraries from banning books based on race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, socioeconomic status, or political affiliation of the subject, author, or audience. Minor influencers. Although child actors in movies and TV are now more shielded from exploitation, a new law seeks to extend similar protections to minors featured on social media, addressing the rise of family-focused influencers. AB 1880 requires parents who profit from their children's online presence to set up a trust and track their screen time and earnings. Children are entitled to a share of the revenue based on their screen time and content generating at least 10 cents per view, and at least 15% of their earnings must be placed in a trust until they turn 18. Children can also sue parents who fail to comply under the new law. AI in show business. AB 1836 prohibits the use of artificial intelligence to replicate deceased actors' images, voices, or likenesses without permission. the law mandates consent from the actor's estate before their likeness can be digitally replicated. Likewise, AB 2602 gives actors the right to terminate current contracts if the wording is ambiguous enough to let studios digitally recreate their image or voice in the future without approval. Later in the year. Effective March 1, AB 375 will require food delivery services like DoorDash and Uber Eats to display the first name and photo of the delivery driver to customers. Starting July 1, AB 2863 will require companies offering auto-renewal services to allow customers to cancel subscriptions using the same method they used to sign up. Companies must also obtain clear customer consent for automatic renewals and send annual reminders about them. Also in July, SB 2202 will mandate short-term rental services such as Airbnb and VRBO to inform customers about any extra fees or charges that could be imposed for not completing designated cleaning tasks at the end of their stay. Starting in September, AB 1780 will prohibit colleges receiving state funding from offering legacy or donor admissions.